My New Year's resolution is not to get run over again. I've been holding that one for years now, and I keep succeeding.
Go spend next winter in the sun.
Well, I don't want to pay any bills. That's one thing. I want to spend next winter on the beach in Hawaii. That's another.
I want to get my little sailboat fixed up.
Looking for New Year's resolutions? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. That story and more coming up. With the new year upon us, it's that time again. Time for the 2011 basketball season in the Upper Lynn Canal. Non-conference tournament games have already taken place. KHNS spoke with Haynes Glacier Bears basketball coach Steve Fossman about a recent contest down in Juneau.
Yeah, we just attended the Capital City Classic. It's a top-notch high school basketball tournament. We were lucky enough to get invited. We played three games, with West Valley High School out of Fairbanks, with Juno Douglas, and we played Thuna the final game. So, you know, the first two games were typical 4A style basketball games, full court, man-to-man pressure all the way up the court. We had a real close game with West Valley, school of 1,200. We lost by 4 points that game. Juno Douglas beat us by 25. They play a real, fast-paced, full-court pressure game, but I think we got better as a team. And then tonight we beat Huna. I don't have the exact score in front of me, but you know it was a good win for us. And we, you know, our team got better the whole tournament, and that's kind of what you look for in the preseason. You know, really implementing where we're going as a team and what we're trying to do and not straying from our game plan. And the guys did a good job of that. Had a good time.
KHNS also spoke with the Skagway Panthers coach. Chris Wassman discusses an invitational tournament in Huna.
The boys team, we've only played an alumni game. So we played on the 21st, and we had a bunch of the kids come back from college and put a squad together. Yeah, the boys did really well. They're looking really good. I'm feeling great about the season with my speed game and my big man game. We're looking good there, and I believe it's going to come down to chemistry, and I think we have that. So,
the Skagway girls team is also on the road, and we will get a full report from them soon. And next week, KHNS will feature full previews of all of the Upper Lynn Canal's basketball teams. Well, it's another holiday and another search, this time for the spirit of the new year. I trudged down a snowy main street in Haynes and stepped into a store. Okay, I'm here on behalf of the radio station, and I'm looking for New Year's resolutions or something you want to do this year that's different, a trip you want to take, bills you want to pay. How about you? Is there anything you want to do this coming year? You? These are the most tight-lipped people I have ever run across. Do you have anything to say at all to the people? How about wish somebody Happy New Year? No, not even. Okay, that's okay. All right.
That'll teach you to come in here looking for...
Well, that was strange. I continued walking down Main Street, popping my head into different stores, looking for some sort of New Year's feeling.
No, I don't do New Year's resolutions. Why put pressure on myself at the beginning of the year?
I don't want to start the new year off with any kind of pressure.
I don't know. I normally don't do resolutions.
Not a resolution even, anything. Just something you want to do this year you may never have done before. Or just something, you know, a project in the backyard you want to complete.
I want to win the lottery.
We are planning a trip to New Zealand.
Okay, this is for the radio station. Do you have any New Year's resolutions or anything you want to do in the coming year?
I want my sister to be more responsible.
Go get her!
Don't you have any New Year's resolutions?
I have a horrible cold. I have a cold, really. I don't have a New Year's resolution. I just like to live life to its fullest all year long.
Want to win the lotto?
Go to Ireland.
Finally, I made my way to the downtown financial district where I knew I would find New Year's resolutions to spare.
Okay, this is for the radio.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No,
wait, don't run. Just any New Year's resolutions or something you want to do this year you've never done before, a trip you want to take.
No, I gotta go. I do.
I'm with the radio station. This is not going to be private or sensitive information, so you can actually talk.
We'd do better if it was private and personal.
I'd like to remodel my kitchen.
I don't have anything special.
Just to get for the year.
Very good. How about you? Any New Year's resolutions for the radio?
I'm going to try to be more faithful to birth dates.
Build a shade garden in the backyard.
Practice up for the logging show this year. Hopefully the Bull of the Woods title.
Okay, it was a beginning, but I knew there was more out there. I continued on my way looking for New Year's resolutions or something like it.
I want to hike the Grand Canyon with my family in March during spring break. That's what I want to do.
Okay, I want to go to Graceland and see Elvis Presley's home.
Promise to pay my borough taxes on time.
Borough sales tax.
My resolution is to live long and prosper.
Work the fat off your soul.
I'm going to dye my hair.
I'm going to do it magenta and blue and turquoise all at once.
I felt I was getting closer to whatever this thing is. What is this New Year's resolution thing? Why is it we feel like when the calendar flips over, maybe it's time to start something new?
Okay, guys. I'm here with the radio.
Hey, buddy.
I'm asking the question... What New Year's resolution do you have?
What do you got?
We should do something, you know, revolt. Whatever happened, you have to revolt. You have to revolt.
I say I'd like to finally catch up on all of my bills this year, which is finally within grasp for the first time in years.
Quit smoking. It's the same one every year. Although a good vacation sounds good, too.
And here's my question. What's your New Year's resolution, or what do you want to do this year that you've never done before, or vacation, or whatever?
I want to stick with my last year's resolution and continue not smoking.
He quit smoking on the first.
Right, right, right.
He hasn't picked up a cigarette since. I got to hand it to him.
That's what his
thing
was. He's
an inspiration to all of us.
Finally, a resolution, and a difficult one at that, and kept for more than a year. I knew I was getting closer to the spirit of the New Year holiday now. I poked my head in one last place, a hardware store.
Okay, guys, I'm here on behalf of the radio.
Okay, my New Year's resolution is not to get run over again. I've been holding that one for years now, and I keep succeeding.
Go spend next winter in the sun.
Well, I don't want to pay any bills. That's one thing. I want to spend next winter on the beach in Hawaii. That's another. That's about it. I just want to spend time on the beach.
I want to get my little sailboat fixed up. I'm going to take the rod out of it and get it going and get it on the water this summer.
Hopefully. What, your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. We couldn't figure out what we wanted to do.
I want to spend more time with my wife and kids.
That sounds good. Spend more time with the family. You like that?
That's what she told me she wants.
All right. Go get run over again.
Take care, Bert. See ya.
Happy New Year.
And there it was, a New Year's salutation and lots of resolutions and plans for 2011. What are you going to do differently this coming year? This is Burn Power for KHNS News. Tara Bicknell returns in January.